Welcome back to another episode of Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Shawn Michael Crane. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, if you haven't already, please subscribe to the channel. You can go on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and type in Unstoppable Mindset Podcast or Unstoppable Mindset. Go ahead and subscribe, share these messages, and whether it's a podcast or on YouTube, share this stuff with your audience, please. I want to get this message out there to the world because, look, I'm on a mission to change the world, but I can't do it alone. I need your help, right? So today, I want to share something that I think is going to be really effective and helpful for business owners, for people that want to achieve at the highest level, even for parents, even in your relationship with your wife or your husband, if you're a woman listening. When I went to Victor Rancourt's event this past week or recently in Dallas, he had a shirt that said, business is a sport. Business is a sport. That's the mindset, right? There's strategy involved. You got to be thinking about it 24/7. There's a lot of energy that goes into it. Like, business is a sport, right? We want to win. We want to be the championship team. So let me ask you this. If you want the championship team, business is a sport. You're running the business. You want the best business. You want to grow, scale, make all the money, have the best culture. Are you going to be the MVP? Like, are you preparing in your personal life as if business was a sport? Because in sports, athletes pretty much train year-round. If it's not during the season, they take a little time for recovery, but they're always going to the gym and working out. They're eating clean. They're doing things to repair and recover their body. They're always looking for an edge. They're hiring coaches. You know, they're getting mentorship. Like, they're preparing to win every game. They want to be the best player on the field. Now, a lot of people that I know, if business is a sport, honestly, they wouldn't even make the team based on the way they're preparing for the game, based on the way they live their lives. And the reason I'm sharing this is because I saw a lot of people at Rocket X wearing the shirt that said business is a sport. I think Victor Rancourt actually made that shirt. But I watched all these individuals stay up late at the bar, get hammered, you know, show up the next day hungover. Some of them didn't even show up. None of them were at the gym. There was like five people at the gym. And I'm laughing at these guys because they're paying money to go to a conference to hear some amazing speakers who have done great things in their business, people that they can learn from, people that they could potentially network with. And they're not even taking it seriously. They'd rather go to the bar and get hammered than go to sleep early, wake up, hit the gym, network in the gym, you know, get their mind and their body and their energy right for the day, and then sit front row and take notes. Now, some of the people there were taking notes. I saw them, and they were soaking up the event. But most of them weren't. Most of them treated it like a big party, right? They had Rick Ross performing one of the nights. Everyone there's getting hammered, posting videos about that. Where were they the next day in the gym? They were nowhere to be seen. Where were they during that event? Hungover, feeling like shit. I saw their faces. I talked to a lot of them. And so, you guys, look at, not just business, but life is a fucking sport. Your marriage is a sport. You raising your children, like, don't you see the importance of these areas of your life? Why does it take millions of dollars and to be put in some league with a name on your jersey to take life seriously? Like, athletes, they take their position seriously because they want to be the best. They don't want to just be on the team. They don't want to be second or third string. They don't want to just be the starter. They want to be on the championship team. They want the MVP trophy. They want to be recognized at the end of the year as the best. Like, don't you remember as a kid? For me, this is how I felt when I was a kid. I always dreamt of being in the big leagues. Do you go in the backyard or do you go on the basketball court and pretend to miss the game-winning shot? No, we all count down 3, 2, 1, and you shoot that shot and you hope you make it. You envision those moments as a kid. At least I did. If you're like me and you're competitive and you're one of the top 1% people in this world, you understand this message. Like, we want to be the best. We live and breathe for competition. I love the pressure. I love when people doubt me. I want to show up and I want to win all the championships. I want to elevate to a status where I'm the best. That's what drives all winners in life. They want to be the very best at everything they're doing. So it just disappoints me when I see people who don't take life seriously. And I'm not saying there's not room for fun, like, but how do you define fun? Is fun just getting hammered at the bar and drinking yourself to pass out and then waking up the next day feeling like shit? If so, I don't think you're really a winner. I don't think you're that driven. I think you're just probably broken inside like I once was, and you're trying to escape in that moment. Like, people that really want to win and they love their life and they're all in, they're focused on a different level. That shit doesn't even entice them anymore. Like, you couldn't pay me $10 billion to do that one night. I would not do it, okay? So there's a difference between people who really want to win and people that just appear to want to win. And the difference is their habits and actions, okay? You don't have to tell me to go to the gym. You don't have to tell me to get up early. You don't have to tell me to eat clean. You don't have to tell me to read books. You don't have to tell me to observe and watch people who are more successful and ask questions and write notes. Like, we shouldn't have to tell you this shit. That's a problem in itself. Like, don't you care about your life? If your business was a sport, if your marriage was a sport, if the way you parent your kids was a sport, if your life was a sport, like, are you preparing like an athlete that wants to win the fucking championship? Or are you the guy that got cut because he's a joke and he didn't even try? Like, no one took him seriously. He showed up on the practice field fat and out of shape, couldn't even run a 40-yard dash. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Are you kidding me? Like, athletes, they don't have to be told to prepare. Like, they're coached and they're shown the way and they're refined over time, but it's in their mind. It's in their heart. They want to be the best. Like, if you don't have this feeling inside of you right now, why not? Why not? What happened to you in your life that led you to quitting and giving up on yourself, right? Because, like, people that are competitive, they still have that fire alive. They still got that energy. They still got that drive. They're relentless. They're determined. But a lot of people, most people, in fact, they lose that spark somewhere along the way. So when you lose your spark and you don't take yourself or your life seriously anymore, you're going to pick the bar over going to sleep early at night. You're going to sleep in over hitting the gym. You're going to choose to socialize and fuck around versus sit in front row and taking notes. Like, these are just examples. But, like, I want you to ask yourself, okay, if my life was a sport, if my business was a sport, if my marriage was a sport, if the way I parent my children was a sport, and, like, I'm competitive, I want to beat everybody else. I want to outlast everyone else. I want to outperform everyone else. Are you living your life and preparing for those key areas as a star athlete would? It's that simple and straightforward. You know, at Rocket X, I saw a lot of people wearing the shirt, but they don't live as an example of what that means. And that's a problem, you know? Like, for me, man, some people would say, dude, Sean, like, chill out a little bit. It's okay to relax. It's okay to have fun. Dude, I have fun in different ways. Yesterday, I spent 4 hours at the beach with my sister, my wife, and my kids, and throwing the stick for Haas, my dog, in the ocean, running up and down the beach, chasing the kids, playing with them. That, for me, is fun, okay? Going home later today, going to watch Scarlett, my daughter, at gymnastics, being there for my wife, being a real fucking man, that for me is fun. Like, I get joy out of being the best version of myself. That's fun. Fun is not just wasting your life drinking, watching random content online and TV, and just, like, letting your body and your health deteriorate and then just letting yourself go and say, oh, well, I was having fun. Dude, people that do that, they're so broken inside. They're so empty inside. There's no joy and inner peace there. They have little moments of pleasure, and that's what they're chasing their entire life. But I'm talking to you people right now, you guys, you men and women who want to live the ultimate life. Like, you want real inner peace. You want real gratitude to the point where tears just stream your face while you're driving into work on a random Tuesday because you think of how beautiful your life is. And you have so much love inside of you that you share with the world and with the people around you. Like, that's success right there, you guys. Right. And when you feel that way, guess what happens in your business? Guess what happens in your marriage? Guess what happens in your life? Like, your life will be amazing. You will thrive. But it's never going to happen by just doing that stupid shit that in the moment brings you little bits of pleasure, little bits of excitement. But then the next day you suffer all day. And then you just spent $2,000 on a ticket to an event so you could drink your fucking brains out, be hungover in the morning, you know, sleep half the day, and then do it all again, 3 days in a row. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic. And so this is also the way people live their lives just in our country and in the world. You know, like, you go to work all week and you crush it, you grind, and then the weekend comes and you get hammered and you rinse and repeat and you're just living for Friday. Like, you're living for the 4-day weekends. I talked about this recently. Like, dude, if you're doing that and you can't just wake up on a Tuesday and feel excited about your life, it's a problem. And it's your problem. And it's your problem to fix. Don't blame other people. Don't just accept it and say it's the way things are. That's a lame mindset. You can change so much in your life in the next year. In the next 2 years, you could start to build massive momentum towards a new life. And in 3 years, your whole world could be different. Your whole world, your physique, your mental health, your relationships, your money. You could be in a completely different industry or start some new business or have some new job that you really love and enjoy. Don't give up on your life. You get to do this once. If you made mistakes or you settled in the past, it doesn't mean you have to continue to do that in the present. Get around people who think and talk like this. Don't hang around the 99% of people who gave up. Get around the 1% that are still in the fight. They still want to win. They're still preparing every day, like that biggest opportunity of their life is coming next week. Get around those people and watch how it changes you over time. I love you. Let's fucking go.